Okay, so today's daf is daf Pei Beis on Shabbos. We're going to start with the Gemara in about three lines from the top of daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings a story dealing with his people going to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Huna Le Rabba Bray. So Rav Huna said to Rabbi his son, "My time alo shchichas kame de Rav Chista. Why aren't you learning right now? You're missing from shir." He said, "Like, why aren't you learning from Rav Chista? Dimechadet on shmaite, because the halachos that come from his mouth are very sharp." Amar Le, Rabbi says to him, "My is elagave. Why should I come to him? The chiazion elagave mostly believe in mila de alma. That when I go to him, I speak." When I go to visit him, he speaks with me in non-divrei Torah matters. Why? Amar Li says to me, "Manda ayel lebeis kise lo leise behedya." I want to hear Torah from him, and he tells me about bathroom etiquette. He said, "Don't go to the bathroom. You shouldn't sit quickly and with strength. Litrach tfei. You shouldn't push too much." The high karkashta atla shine yasif, because the stomach that's
the rectum
that's it sits on three he says like it sits on three shinayim, on three three teeth. I understand. Dilma mishtam mata shinai de karkasha vase sakana. Maybe somehow if you push too much, then one of it will slip from its place and will lead to danger. Amar le hu asik b'chayi divriyasa. So Funa said to his son that he's involved in issues that deal with life, with dinei nefashos. Vata mark b'ril de alma. You're just saying it's stam things. You definitely should go to him. He's giving you, it's even better than Torah. It's giving you how you can live a life so you don't die. Okay, now the Gemara is now going to discuss things that are permitted or forbidden to wipe with them on Shabbos. Someone goes to the bathroom, how you live on Tzor Vacheris. If he had different, rocks or earthenware pieces, it's preferable to use a tzror, a stone, even though that a stone is forbidden to move. And you shouldn't wipe with earthenware shard, even though it's not muksa. Why? Because that's more dangerous than a tzror, than a pebble. So Rav Chista says, no, better use a cheres, which is not muksa, than using a tzror, which is muksa. The Gemara asks, Meisve, how you love fun of tzror v'cheres? Let's say he had in front of him a pebble and earthenware piece. Mekanech becheres, ein mekanech betzror. Says you should use an earthenware piece and not a pebble. So tshuv to Rav Yehuda, that's a refutation to Rav Huna's position. So apparently, a cheres, the view is a cheres is not a sakana. Tirgama Rav from Bar Papa. Kame de Rav Chista, Liba de Rav Huna. So Rav and Bar Papa established the Brisa in front of Rav Chista according to Rav Huna's position, that Beogne Kalim. He says that's talking about the handles of the Kalim, which are round and smooth, and they don't rip the flesh. So he's saying that's a solution, because that which we say that you can use cheres and it's not a danger. So here we're talking about what type of cheres? We're talking about cheres that's not sharp. Okay, the Gemara now is discussing other things that are fit to wipe with during the weekday. How you lefan of tzorva savim? Let's say you have pebbles and you have grass. Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Chadam, Mekaneach Bitzror. So one of Rav Chista, Rav Huna says that you should wipe with a pebble. And you shouldn't wipe with grass, because the grass is moist. And one says you can wipe with grass and you can't wipe with pebbles. So the Bnei Yeshiva ask on the one who says you wipe with grass. Hamakaneach v'davar sheha or shalatas bo shinam etachtonos noshros. They said if you wipe with something that, I guess, burns, so then you, so then the bottom teeth of the rectum fall off. So it says that you shouldn't wipe with grass because it could be used with fuel. So it's not the fire. It can burn, so it's best not to do it. So lokasha ha balachim ha beyaveshim. So we're saying that which we say that you can wipe with grass, that's talking about if it's moist and there's no danger. But that which you say that you shouldn't wipe with the grass, that's talking about if it's dry. Okay, the Gemara continues. Hanitzrach lipanos veino nifna. Let's say someone needs to go to the bathroom and he's not able to. Or he doesn't, I'm sorry, he doesn't. So Rav Chista Ravina Chadamar Ruach Ra Shaletis Bo. So one of Rav Chista Ravina say that the evil spirit rules over him, meaning that it gets, rotted inside and the bad odor comes out of his mouth. V'rachadamar Ruach Zuhama Shaletis Bo. And someone says that the odor, the bad odor, is absorbed in his skin and his limbs, and the sweat that comes from him smells. Tanya Kamanda Amar Ruach Zuhama Shaletas Bo. So there's a brisa that supports Bishan that says that a filthy odor comes from him. The Tanya Hanitzach Linikavov. Says that what if someone has to go to the bathroom and he doesn't and he eats, it's like an oven that was burnt on top of the ashes. Now, in other words, it's like a stove that it's burning, but they didn't clear out the ashes that were beforehand, so it doesn't burn correctly, and that's the beginning. Because of that, it causes that he has this bad body odor, I guess. Let's say he needs to go to the bathroom and he doesn't. He should stand and sit. Through that, he's able to go to the bathroom. He should go to one different corner and he should try again. He should use a pebble in that place, and so that way the hole will open and he'll be able to relieve himself. Rabbanan Amri Yasiach Daito. He should focus differently, or should not focus. He should sort of not think about it, I guess. And that will, and that maybe sometimes when you're so focused on it, it's harder. So you should think about something else, and that way he will be able to go. Amalei Ravacha Brei the Rava the Ravashi Koshkin the Chimatzah Daito Lo Mifte. He says, yeah, but if he doesn't focus on it, he's not going to be able to go. Amalei. No, what it means is he should deviate his mind from other things and should specifically focus. So Rav Yirmi Difti says to me, I saw this Arab merchant. The Kambi Yasev, he got up and sat. So that Ad the Shafach Tikdeira until it really came, everything came out. Tana Rabbana Nichlas the Sudas Keva. Someone goes to a fixed meal, and it's not appropriate to have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. Yahalech eser pom shel arba amos. He should go before the su'udah, before the meal, 10 times, like a distance of 4 amos. And between each time, he should check himself if he needs to go to the bathroom. V'amri la arba pamim. And some say that he should go 4 times of shel eser amos, of 10 amos. And then v'nichnas v'yoshev b'mkomo, and then he should go to the bathroom, and he should go to the meal, and he should sit in his place. Okay, now that we finished with that, let's do the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, so we finished with the bathroom, and now we're talking about other types of hotzah, specifically hotzahs cheres, carrying earthenware, shards of earthenware. If you carry cheres, k'dei litein bein patzim l'chavero. So the shear of carrying cheres is enough to place one board to his friend, What it means is that when they organize and order the boards and the beams one on the other, and there's a space between them, so you place some pieces of shards to fill the hole. So that's what it means. Enough to fill the open space between different boards. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This has been Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Kidei lachatos bo saor, that in order to place in it a hot coal. Okay? So, is that it? To place a hot coal, right? And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kidei lachava bo revis, in order, big enough so you can have a fourth of a lug of a liquid. Amar Rabbi Meir, Afal Pishin Raila Davar, even when we have a proof for Rabbi Yossi's position, we have a hint to his position. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Lo Yimatim Chitaso Cheres Lachtos Eish Mi Yakud, meaning that there in Yeshayahu it says that there is a Bitachon in Mitzrayim, the having faith in Mitzrayim will turn to a wall, a broken wall. And the broken pieces will be like pieces of earthenware that are found in the hands of the one who forms it, that he breaks it very thin until there's not even an amount that's fit to shovel coals, you know, to shovel with the coals. And so it seems here that that's considered a shear that's chashiv, an amount that's chashiv. Omar lei Rabbi Yossi Misham Raya, that's a proof, just the opposite. I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir had a proof for himself, and then Rabbi Yossi said that's a proof. So it's the opposite. For the continuation of the pasuk, there's a proof, because it says, V'lachsof mayim migeve, means that there's not enough in the broken pieces of shards, the broken shards, in the hands of the one who shapes it, even enough in order to draw water from it, from the pit. So we see that that's the shear for cheres. And okay, so we have this debate between, three-way debate, between the Rabbi Yehuda, enough to place between the boards to fill in the gaps. We have Rabbi Meir in order to shovel with it the coals. Okay? And Rabbi Yossi, which is to enough that it can, large enough to put a revis of liquid in it. Now the Gemara says that Mistabra Shi'ura, the Rabbi Yossi Nafish, it makes sense that the shear of Rabbi Yossi, the amount, the size of carrying cheres, is larger than everyone else. Then is larger than Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says that even if it's fit just to shovel one coal, that's enough. And behold, right, a cheres is a piece of earthenware, is very small. A very small piece of earthenware can be used to shovel one coal. But according to Rabbi Yossi, to put a revius of water in there, that's larger. Umikrash, you're the Rameir Nafish. Yeah, but from the Pasuk, the shear of Rameir is larger. The Isokodak, you're the Rav Yosef Nafish. Because if you want to say that the shear of Rav Yossi is larger, just on the Pasuk, Loit la b'mana zutra v'hadi loit la b'mana rabba, does it make sense that in the beginning, what's the Navi? The Navi curses at what he says. Oh, the broken pieces of the wall, of the city wall, will be so small, right, that you won't even be able to make a small kli from it, a small implement, a small vessel from it. So what are you going to say? You won't even be able to find a really, you won't even be able to create a really, really small kli, right? And then the second one is larger. That doesn't make sense. In other words, what makes sense is the pasuk will say, you know, the wall will come tumbling down and it will be broken. And the pieces that are left on the wall won't be large enough for X, and it won't even be large enough for Y. In other words, Y should be smaller than X. So that doesn't make sense, because what we're saying is that the first shears won't even be enough to shovel in a small coal, and it will be even smaller than that. It won't even be enough to hold a revius of water. But that doesn't make sense, because the water seems to be larger. So Amar Abaye says, Masnisin Nami Lachtos Eish Miyakida Gidola. So he says, no, when the Mishnah, when it says one coal, it means to make from a large, I guess, furnace. That even if you want to take a small coal, you need a, even if you take a small coal from a large furnace, you need a large earthenware piece because you want to make sure your hand doesn't burn. In other words, it's not simply finding a small coal and try to shovel that one piece of coal by itself. It's that there's a big furnace, a big fire, and you want to get a small coal, so you need a bigger piece of earthenware so your hand doesn't get burned. So that is a larger shear. So Rav Meir's shear is larger than Rav Yossi's shear. Okay, the Mishnah also said, Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi says, Misham Raya, is there a proof from there? But from the end of the Pasuk, we should prove like me, that even a cheres that has enough for a vase of water is considered important. The Gemara justifies the position of Rav Meir. The Gemara says, Shaper Kamar Le Rav Yossi to Rav Meir. Seems that Rav Yossi gave a good response to Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Lo Mi Bai Kamar. And Rav Meir, was his response? He's saying that it's not a question. He's saying, Lo Mi Bai E Midi De Chashiv La Enche De Lo Lish De Chach Le. You don't need to say that there won't be enough a cheres in a shear that's chashuv. And even an amount that's not chashiv won't be found. In other words, how does Rabbi Meir read this pasuk? See, Rabbi Yossi reads the pasuk and he says, well, you look at this pasuk. The pasuk says that there's a curse. Yisrael is saying it's going to curse Klal Yisrael, that when we destroy the walls of the Yerushalayim, the pieces will be so small, there won't be enough for enough for a coal, and there won't even be enough for a ravias of water. In other words, that is chashuv. So he's saying that there won't be any chashuv piece of cheres left over. The way Rav Meir reads this pasuk is the following. He says that when the walls come tumbling down, there won't be enough for a cheres chashuv, for an important piece of cheres. In other words, to be used for a fire, for a coal. And he's saying not only will there not be enough for a chashuv piece of cheres, an important piece of cheres, a significant piece of cheres, there won't even be enough left for an insignificant piece of cheres. That's the curse. And therefore still he's saying that a significant piece of cheres for our purposes is what? Is a piece of coal, and so that's his response. Hadrin Allah Hamotzi Yayin. So we will return to you the parak of Hamotzi Yayin, dealing with different issues of Hotzah. Okay, so now we're moving on to the ninth parak. Shkoyach everyone, we made to the ninth parak. So the ninth parak is Amar Rabbi Akiva. This parak deals with various laws that are learned from Psukim that are not said as like commandments, but from psukim that were said in other topics. And the reason, so we're seeing different topics from sort of different psukim that are not said specifically with respect to Shabbos, but from sort of other psukim as we will see. So like, for example, we'll begin in the Mishnah, and we'll sort of explain that even though it's not, we're going to see other psukim that teach us halachos, we're learning different halachos that are learned from psukim that were not said as commandments, but they were said in sort of a different context. I guess we'll see some examples here. So the Mishnah is going to bring the drasha of Rabbi Akiva regarding Tumas Avodah Zarah. Here it says the following, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Minayin la Avodah Zarah she mitama b'masa kenida. How do we know that Avodah Zarah is mitame a person who carries it, even though you didn't touch it? Okay, right? There are different types of tumas maga. There's different types of tuma. There are three categories of tuma. There's tumas maga, when you touch something that is tame, you become tame. There's tumas ohel. That's, let's say, if you walk into this, you're under the same tent as something that's tame. And there's also tumas masa, which is if you carry tuma, even if you're not touching it. Let's say you carry, there's a piece of a corpse, there's a corpse that's in a coffin, and you carry the coffin. You haven't touched the corpse, but since you carried it via the coffin, so therefore you have tumas masa. So we want to know, how do we know that carrying avodah zarah makes you tame even if you didn't touch it? Shadabar, because we have a pasuk in the nevuah of Yeshayahu, where Yeshayahu told Klal Yisrael afterwards that they'd be punished, that they followed other gods, that they were. So it says Tizram kamo davad seitomar lo. Says that every member of Klal Yisrael will throw his idols and it'll be disgusting in his eyes, just like a Nida, woman who's a Nida, is disgusting, is repulsive to her husband, and they will continue, they will say to the Pesel, leave, go outside. So Ma mit Nida mitama b'masa, favazara mitama b'masa. Just like a woman who is a Nida, so she is mitame, one who carries her, even if he doesn't touch her. So also Vodazara is mitama b'masa. Okay, so that's the, again, it's not an explicit halacha, it says that avodah zarah is metaba b'masa, but it's learned from another halacha. So tanan hasam, so we learn in the Mishnah over there, in avodah zarah, daf mem zayin mit aleph, misha haya beso samach l'avodah zarah, let's say that your house was near, was serving as like a wall where they're worshipping idolatry, b'nafal, and the wall falls down, Usir, leave no. So you're not allowed to rebuild your house, or you're not allowed to rebuild your wall. Why? Because if you build your own wall, what are you doing? You're building the wall of the house of avodah zarah. So Kate said, yeah, so what should you do if your house falls down? Kones letoch shalo arba amos. So you distance 4 amos from the avodah zarah into your own rishus. Ubona, and you build another wall. Haya shalom v'shal avodah zarah. If the wall that fell was belonged to you and belonged to this, to avodah zarah, meaning that the wall was built in with a partnership on the place of both of them. Okay, so let's say you have a, for whatever reason, you entered, there's a partnership, and it was on the property belongs to you and to these people that use it for avodah zarah, and the wall falls down. So nidon mechzal mechza. So we evaluate the place of the kosel, that half of it belongs to the Jew and half it belongs to the base of avodah zarah, the house of avodah zarah, and when the Jew goes into his 4 amos, right, to build the new wall, he counts half from the place of the wall within the 4 amos that he entered into. So wait, so what does that mean exactly? So he's saying that his half is counted as the 4 amos. In other words, I guess what he's saying is that I guess you split it, your property and the non-Jew's property in half, and then you have to go 4 amos into there.
So he has to withdraw more.
Right, exactly. It's not just a half-half. You have to I guess go half-half, and then after you go half-half, you have to go another 4 amos in. Avnav avoda ve'etzav v'afarav, the stones and the wood and the dirt of that wall, mitamim kasheretz, have too much. It conveys tuba like a crawling insect. Shenemar, because the pasuk says shakets de shaktenu, and it says to make it like
shekets.
Okay, and what shekets mean? Means shekets means that it should be like a sheretz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kenida. No, it's treated like anida, and it's metame like anida. Shenemar tizram kumo dava from this pasuk in Yeshayahu. Manida metame b'masa af avodazara metame b'masa. So it conveys tuma like tumas masa, even if you carry it. The Gemara now explains how does Rabbi Akiva darshan that avodazara is metame b'masa. Amaraba tizram da amar kra. Nakrinu minach kizar, make it strange to you like a strange god. That's what it means for Avodah Zarah. And it says, say tomar lo, hikanes al tomar lo. You say that Avodah Zarah, leave. And that's what the pasuk says. Say to the Avodah Zarah, leave. And to... 1 second. So, how do you read this here?
You should treat the pesel like you would a stranger. So, when a stranger comes into your house, you say,
"Oh, right, leave." Right. Hikanes al tamar lo. Right. I'm sorry. Hikanes al tamar lo. Right. I forgot to say al tamar lo. Right. Don't tell him to enter. Okay. So, you're telling the avodah zarah to leave. From Rabba b'masa, the chuli avodah plei yudavatama. Rabba says everyone agrees that it's tumas masa. That becomes tame if you carry it. Ha'iskash the nida. That's compared to nida. Ki pligi, what do they argue about? Be'even misama. With the stone that is placed on kalim in a fashion that one who sits on it does not move the kalim that is under the stone. And you place the Avodah Zarah on this stone. So I guess it's pretty sturdy, right? It's pretty sturdy. And, right, so what we're saying here is, I guess, this is a more of like a sturdy stone as opposed to just a regular pebble that's, you know, you sit on it, it moves. But Akiva says, that's Kenida. Manida metama be'evin misama. Afavodazar metame be'evin misama. So Akiva says that it's metame, even if you sit on this stone, So it's metame be'evin misama. So it's, if you place a vodazara on this stone, the kalim under this stone become tame. Okay? For Rabbanan's hold, it's kasheretz. They say it's also like a sheretz. Ma sheretz lo metame be'evim misama. If you place a sheretz on top of a stone that's on top of these kalim, so he's saying that the sheretz is not metame with this stone. So also, afa vodazara lo metame be'evim misama. So also, vodazara is not metame with this stone. And if you place a vodazara on this evim misama, so then the kalim under the evan do not become tameh. And the Gemara asks, Ula Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Avodah Zarah is metameh be'evan misama like a nida, but doesn't it say shakes to shaktsenu? Lamai hilchasa iskash the sheretz. For what halacha is it compared to a sheretz? So that's limit sham sheha. That's compared to a sheretz to the things that service the Avodah Zarah, that they don't become tame b'masa or with an Evan Misama, but only only if you touch them like a sheretz. Ula Rabbanan, so hold on a second. Right. Ula Rabbanan, Kuna Rabbanan, Lamai Hilchasa Iskash Lanida. In what way is this Avodah Zarah like Anida? That's Lamasa. That's like Tumas Masa. So we have, everyone agrees that Avodah Zarah is Metame Tumas Masa. And the debate is, if you place that Avodah Zarah over an Evan Misama, this kind of stone, do the Kalim underneath become Tame? And the other debate is whether, I guess, those items which service the Avodah Zarah become Tame. So now the Gemara asks, the Luksha, so now the Gemara is going to ask, why do we need to, right, why do we need to compare it according to Rabbanan? Why do we need to compare the Avodah Zarah to Sheretz and to Nida to tell you that it's Mitame Tumas Masa, but it's not Mitame like an Evan Misama, Veluksha Rab Rahman Alinavela. You need to do this double comparison. You can compare it to a nevela. Because what's a nevela? A nevela is, right, a carcass that wasn't shechted properly. So that is mitame b'masa. It's not mitame b'evin misama. So the Gemara said, Inachinami, you're right. We could have learned it from nevela. Ela manida in le'evarin. Just like by Nida, if one of the limbs of the Nida fell, dislodged, that it is mitame be'ohel, and it's mitame be'masa, because of Eivor min hachai, so, but it's not mitame be'ever misama, okay, because the limbs of the Nida are not mitame like a Nida. Avodah Zarah eina le'evarim. So also the Avodah Zarah, let's say the Avodah Zarah that's made up different pieces and one of the pieces got dislodged, so that piece is not mitame from Medin Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara now asks, Ve'ela ha de boy Rav Chama Bar Gurya Avodah Zarah yeshna levarim eina levarim. But that matter that Rav Chama Bar Gurya was doubted about Avodah Zarah, whether if an Avodah Zarah is made of different pieces and one of the pieces was dislodged and separated from the other pieces, he asked the question, is it treated as Avodah Zarah not Le'inyan Tuma? And the Gemara leaves it as a suffix, as a doubt. We're going to see that in tomorrow's daf. Tifshot le'meha, the Rabbanan ein le'varim. When he asked the question, say, we have an answer. The Rabbanan hold that that the piece does not become tameh. So why is Gemara leave that as a question? So Rav Chama Bar Gurya lived Rabbi Akiva Boila. So Rav Chama Bar Gurya was asking this question according to Rabbi Akiva, but indeed according to the Rabbanan, it would not become tameh. V'Rabbi Elazar Amar. Now there's another opinion about to explain the debate between Rabbi Akiva and the Chama. That's Rabbi Elazar. He says be'evin misama. When it comes to the Evan Misama, Kuliyama lo pligi, the lo mitama, everyone agrees that it's not mitame, whether according to Rabbi Akiva or the Chachamim, that they agree it's not mitame, ki pligi, be masa. The actual debate is about tumas masa. Rabbi Akiva savar kenida manida mitame b'masa afozar mitame b'masa. Rabbi Akiva hold it is mitame b'masa, and just like kenida, Rabbanan savri kasheretz. Rabbanan say that it's mitame kasheretz. Masheretz lo mitame b'masa. Just like sheretz is not mitame b'masa, afozar lo mitame b'masa. So too afozar is not mitame b'masa. That's the debate. And then Rabbi Akiva, l'mayhilchsa ikash l'sheret. So then, in what way, according to Rabbi Akiva, is it compared to sheret? Because the pasuk does say shaketz l'shaksana. So he says, very simple, l'misham sheha. It comes to it's for the things that serve the avodah zara. That since that they service the avodah zara, so they are tamei, but only tumas maga and not Tumas Masa. And then the Gemara asks, Ula Rabbanan, L'mayhichsa Yiskash L'nida. And according to the Rabbanan, if you hold that Avodah Zarah is not Mitame Tumas Masa, so what about this pasuk from Yeshayahu, which compares Avodah Zarah to Nida? For what halachic purpose is that? So, Manida Ein Le'Varim, Af Avodah Zarah Ein Le'Varim. So, just like Nida, if somehow there's a limb that falls from a woman, that gets attached from a woman who's a Nida, so that's not mitame. So too, Avodah Zarah is not mitame either. Okay.